Good morning. Welcome to worship. Special welcome to those visiting today, and especially for those celebrating the confirmation of Caden and Logan and Eli, and we're glad you're here. If you need them, if you're new to Stavanger, if you need a restroom at any time, there's some downstairs or around the corner through the library available for your use. And we have just a couple other announcements. Bible study at the Shady Oak Bible Study and our midweek Bible study in Isaiah are listed in your bulletin. And they're both Tuesday at 7, and you can contact myself or Pastor Giovanni for more information on those. And our Stavanger Church softball team plays this Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. at De Lagoon Park. So take note of that. And the fact that you're here means that you knew that our summer worship schedule of 9:30 is now happening. And so that will continue through the summer. And also just to note that our plan for the summer months, June, July, and August, to have outdoor services on the second and fourth Sundays of each month. And then we'll be planning to be indoors on the first and third Sundays. And so on the outdoor service Sundays, if you want to bring a chair or blanket, and we'll be meeting right outside the church building here. And also have radio broadcasts. If you want to sit in your car and listen, you can do that too. And also next Sunday, we have a Holy Communion for those who wish to partake of the Lord's Supper. And next Sunday, we also plan to have a couple of baptisms here at Stavanger. So welcome to all of those. We do have one announcement that we want to also pass along, the sympathies to the Munson family. Aaron's mother, Denise Hagen, passed away this Friday, and so our sympathies to you, Aaron, and your family, and pray God's peace for all of you. Well, those are the announcements I have, and are there any others? We'll hear them now or move on. Okay. Well, let us begin our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our call to worship from Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you and praise you for who you are and what you have done for us. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us to gather here in freedom to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for the many who sacrifice their lives that we may enjoy the civil freedoms we have in this country. to worship you and gather freely. We pray, Lord, you would comfort those who mourn and help us to remember this Memorial Day weekend, the many who have served and given their lives. We pray too, Lord, for all who mourn the loss of loved ones, be they from service in the military or, Lord, from other causes of death. We pray your peace and your comfort to each one. And we pray your blessing on this service as we gather to worship you and to celebrate the confirmation of Eli and Logan and Caden and Christian faith. We pray, Lord, that you would help all of us to grow in the knowledge of your word and in your strength and in your grace as your children, as your followers. So we ask your blessing on this service in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you to rise as you're able as we worship the Lord in song. It'll be printed in your bulletin or on the screen before you.
Much we need thy tender care. In the pleasant pastures feed us, for our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep the flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Early let us seek thy favor, early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our blessings fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us still.
Congregation may be seated. Let us confess our sins and hear the words of forgiveness. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake grant us forgiveness of all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord, to us all. Amen. Let us confess together our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Ask Pastor Eric to come forward to lead the service of confirmation.
All right, guys, you guys can come up here. Well, it has been so much fun to teach the confirmation class this past year. Our time together is filled with a lot of jokes and wild tangents, but it has been so much fun to go over the foundations of what it is we believe together. Now, I don't want you guys to get the wrong impression about what today means. Your graduation from confirmation is not a graduation from studying God's Word. Hopefully, this is in many ways just the beginning. Now, I know this part isn't very much fun for you. I remember my confirmation day. I remember looking at the bulletin and sweating more and more as I saw the service of confirmation approaching. I remember just wanting to get off stage as quickly as I could, but we're all proud of you guys, so you've got this. Just try to stay calm and we'll get through this. So let's get to some of these questions. So I'm going to ask them about 10 questions, and you're going to get to see a little bit of what they've been learning these last 2 years, this last year with me. So if you want to pass that down to Logan. Logan, what is the Bible?
The word Bible means book. There are 66 letters and books in the Bible, and it is our final source for the Christian life and faith.
Great. Caden, what do we mean when we say that the Bible is inspired?
The word inspired means God breathed. Through the Holy Spirit, God breathed onto the writers of the Bible. This means the Bible does not only contain the Word of God, but is the Word of God.
Yeah, perfect. The Bible not only contains the Word of God, it is the Word of God. Eli, there is one clear message that runs throughout all 66 books of the Bible. What is that message?
That there is salvation in all people through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, salvation for all people in Jesus Christ. How does the Old Testament talk about this?
The Old Testament looks forward to the coming of Jesus, and the New Testament records the coming of Jesus.
Yeah, excellent. Great. Yeah, pass it back down to Logan. Logan, we talk a lot about the law and the gospel. What is the law?
The law is what we must and must not do, and is God's standard for holiness.
Yeah, are we able to keep that standard?
No.
Yeah, it's impossible to keep God's law perfectly, right? Caden, what is the gospel?
The gospel is
so remember, the law tells us what we must and must not do.
But the gospel tells us what has been done for us.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, the gospel tells us what has been done for us through Christ, the Messiah. Yep, the only way of salvation is through him. Eli, what does grace mean?
Grace is God's undeserved love and favor for us.
Yeah, good. You want to pass it back down to Logan? Logan, who is God?
God is one God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Great. And what does the first article of the Apostles' Creed tell us about?
The first article of the Apostles' Creed is about God the Father and his work of creation.
Yeah. And Caden, what does the second article of the Apostles' Creed tell us about?
God the Son and his work of redemption.
Yeah, great. And Eli, what does the third article of the Apostles' Creed tell us?
The third article of the Apostles' Creed is about God, the Holy Spirit, and his work of sanctification.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I just want everyone to notice, they don't have any note cards or anything written down. They've done all of this from memory, so I'm very proud of them. I asked each of you to pick out a verse for today to share and to explain why you chose it. So why don't we start with Logan? What is that verse that you've chosen?
1 Timothy 4:12. Do not let anyone look down don't look down at you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Which means don't let anyone look down on you and don't listen to them, but be a leader and set an example.
Right. Hayden, what's your verse?
2 Timothy 4:17. God stood by us and gave us strength. This means whenever you are feeling down or ill,
like up,
you may ask God for help, and He will stand by you and give you strength.
Yeah, great. That's a great reminder. Eli, what's your verse?
Mark 1:17. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. And this means the disciples got people to follow Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Well, let's hear a round of applause for these guys. Now I'm going to ask that Pastor John come up and pray for us.
Let us pray. Father, what a privilege and joy it is to hear your truth declared by these young men standing before us. Thank you, Lord, for the work you have done in their lives in holy baptism and, Lord, and placing them in families who have brought them to the gathering of your people in God's house, that have witnessed Christian faith to them from the beginning of their lives up to this point. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word that you've given them, the gift of faith. And we pray, Lord, that this seed of your word would find fertile soil in each heart, in each of their hearts, Lord, and grow and bear fruit in the years to come. Pray your blessing upon them, the work of your Holy Spirit in and through them, that they may love and serve and follow you all the days of their lives. And we pray, Lord, to your blessing on the gatherings of their families and friends today. They celebrate with them. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Eric and Giovanni and their ministry of teaching and encouraging them as well, and of the whole church here, Lord, that is invested in their lives. May you bless them, Lord, to be a blessing. And so we pray this and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I didn't even mention these quilts here. I don't know if you guys even saw them. Some of the wonderful ladies here at Slumber have made you these beautiful quilts. So make sure to grab those before the end of the service. All right. Can we have another round of applause for these guys? Our gospel for this morning is found in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Please stand as you are able for the reading of God's word. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs that you were doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. In our gospel passage for today, Nicodemus seeks Jesus out under the cover of night. Now, Nicodemus was a Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin, which was the Jewish ruling council. In other words, he was a big shot. And Jesus was a pretty controversial figure. In the previous chapter of John chapter 2, Jesus overthrew the tables of the money changers, and he drove people out of the temple courts with a whip. But Nicodemus recognized that there was something special about this Jesus. He says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs that you were doing if God were not with him." This is a glowing review that Nicodemus gives of Jesus. He recognizes him as a teacher by calling him rabbi, but then he takes it further by saying that he must be a teacher who has come from God, because no one could do the miracles that he was performing if God was not with him. But this glowing review falls short when it is applied to Jesus. Because as Logan told us earlier, God was not just with him. Jesus was fully God. He was God himself. When Jesus responds to Nicodemus, the conversation takes a pretty confusing turn. Instead of directly addressing what Nicodemus had said, Jesus says, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Now, that's a pretty bold statement. We aren't even talking about entering the kingdom of God. Jesus says you can't even see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. So Nicodemus asks the obvious question: how in the world can someone be born a second time? What Nicodemus so desperately wants is some clarification about what this born again business is all about. But Jesus replies, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." One of the things that's important to pick up from Jesus' reply here is the mysterious nature of this new birth. Jesus says that it is the Spirit that gives this birth, and the Spirit is like the wind. Now, we've come a long way in the last 2,000 years when it comes to predicting the weather. We use satellite and radar. We have supercomputers running with prediction algorithms. But even with all of our modern technology, we can only make general predictions. And if any of you guys listen to what the weatherman says, you know that a lot of the time they're wrong. We can only make general predictions like, it's going to be windy tomorrow. But no one can tell you where the breeze that is blowing right now in the front of the church, blowing those leaves, no one can tell you where that breeze will be in 5 minutes. And in that way, we can see the mysterious nature of the wind. We can understand what Jesus means when he says, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it has come from or where it is going." The kingdom of heaven is not bound to our senses or to our understanding. And our entrance into it is not something that we can accomplish. As Caden explained, even the faith to believe in Christ is given to us as a gift. In his explanation to the third article of the Apostles' Creed, Luther writes, "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith." Even the faith to believe is given to us as a gift by the Holy Spirit. In his conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus clarifies what the object of our faith is. Jesus references Numbers chapter 21, when the Israelites spoke out against God and against Moses. And then God sent these poisonous, venomous snakes to afflict Israel. And after he had done that, Israel had a change of heart pretty quickly. They went to Moses and they confessed that they were sinning against him and against God when they spoke out against them. And they pleaded with Moses to pray to God so that he might take away these poisonous snakes. Now, God certainly could have removed the snakes just as effortlessly and suddenly as he had sent them to the Israelites, but that's not what he does. Instead, God told Moses to make a bronze snake and to put it on a pole. And he said that anyone who looked at that snake wouldn't die, they would live. If God had merely removed the snakes from the Israelites, then only those who had not yet been bitten had hope. Only those who had not yet been bitten would have hope of life. But now, God had made a way so that even those who faced certain death had a sure and full salvation from their affliction. Jesus tells Nicodemus that just as this bronze snake had to be lifted up for Israel's salvation, so too he, the Son of Man, must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him, everyone who looks to him, will have eternal life. Like the Israelites who were afflicted by this poisonous venom, we are afflicted by the poisonous venom of sin. Sin is in every one of us, and ultimately it will lead to death. But like the Israelites, we have a hope in the face of this certain death. Like the Israelites, God has provided a full and sure salvation for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. In our gospel reading for today, Nicodemus is confused, and a lot of what Jesus says is confusing. But one thing that is absolutely clear is that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, work together in unity to accomplish salvation for you. God the Father loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, that all who believe in him might have eternal life. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son and blows around like the wind, giving birth into new life. All of this is an act of grace on God's part, which Eli explained to us means that it is God's undeserved favor or attention for us. This means that you could never earn it, or work hard enough to accomplish it, or even fully understand it. But make no mistake, God freely offers salvation to all who will receive it. And it is for you. Let's pray. Dear God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for your love and provision and care for us. But most of all, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ so that we might all find salvation in him. Turn our minds and our hearts to your gospel this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Eric. Let us pray together as our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing chorus. Service. I just want to mention to the confirmands, I'll invite you to walk out as we sing the doxology and be lined up at the doorway so anyone who wants to greet you can do so following the service. And then after that, if family want any individual pictures, there'll be opportunity to do that here after the service. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.